sing The Night of the Thousand Eyes on the back of the school bus to football matches. Got the harmonies in there as well. We did. It's Tuesday, the 25th of October, 2016, 7 o'clock. The news now, Tom Percival.
A community energy scheme is being launched in Corby, which it's claimed will save residents and businesses in the town 40% on their energy bills after 3 or 4 years. Corby Community Energy will use new technology to share data about energy usage and to provide cheaper electricity tariffs. Our reporter Martin Borley has more.
People can already do a lot to get cheaper energy bills, such as switching providers, but only around 15% of households bother to switch. People can also make sure they turn appliances on and off at the right times to save energy, or install equipment to generate power, such as solar panels. But Corby Community Energy is planning to go further by pooling data about energy usage and creating something dubbed a connected community. Cheaper electricity tariffs would follow. They claim the average resident would see its energy bill fall by £220 a year. Despite a £6 a month membership fee, they plan to have a quarter of Corby's households and businesses signed up to the scheme by the end of 2018.
One of the most controversial decisions in British politics. Northampton News, it's 7:05.
Northamptonshire Travel. BBC Radio. Good morning, Northamptonshire. Stuart Linnell at breakfast. BBC Radio Northampton.
Corby is leading the way in saving money and power.
We're delighted to be working with Corby to deliver the connected community, which will be used as an exemplar for other communities across the UK.
David Smith from Rezero Power, working with Corby's community energy project. More on that in the next few minutes. Also this morning, we're with Danny Hero. Good morning, 7:07. Look around you where you are right now. You've got electric lights, you've got television, you've got kettle, you've got the toaster maybe. Is that ready to operate this morning? Microwave, washing machine, fridge? How would you cope if you didn't have electricity? Well, there are fears that in the future, Britain will be using more energy than we generate. We might be facing power cuts. The National Grid says the answer is the smart energy revolution. Smart gadgets, we're told, will be our saviours, helping us to avoid the lights going out. Fridges, washers, dishwashers might all be used to balance out the demands on the electricity supply. Now, that might sound like tomorrow's world, to quote an old TV programme, but if you live in Corby, the future might be just around the corner. Corby Community Energy is pioneering the scheme, which it's claimed will link domestic households and local industry. Electric Corby, which is behind the project, claims that over 3 to 4 years, householders could be saving 40% of their energy bills. By the end of 2018, they'd like a quarter of the Corby community to be enrolled in the scheme. BBC Radio Northampton's Corby reporter Martin Borley explains what it will mean.
We're told that one of the most effective ways to save money on energy is to switch supplier. But last year, just 15% of UK households did switch. You can also save money by using gadgets to turn appliances on and off automatically or remotely using your phone or tablet. And there are systems to monitor your energy usage to find out when it makes economic sense to switch on your washing machine or heat your hot water. How else can you shrink your bills? Well, more and more homes and businesses are generating their own electricity, such as using solar panels. But storing that free power in a battery to use when you want would be even better. But what if you can bring all those households and businesses together and form a club which will share technology, data, and cheap electricity? That's what Corby Community Energy aims to do.
Well, Corby spends around £49 million a year on energy. Most of that, £34 million worth, is spent by business and industry. Corby Community Energy thinks it can cut substantially Corby's energy bill. The average householder would save £220 a year. The average business save £6,500 a year. Now, in a moment, we'll hear from a Corby business which hopes to benefit from the scheme. But first, here's David Smith, Operations Director of Rezero Power, a company which helps develop integrated energy systems. David is working with Electric Corby and says the town's community energy project is leading the way in the UK.
Corby have always been at the forefront through Electric Corby of things like electric charging of vehicles, etc. And Rezero were looking for a partner to work with who had the ambition to do this connected community. We are talking to other communities who show an interest but not the ambition to actually deliver this. Corby at the forefront of this, and we're delighted to be working with Corby to deliver the connected community, which will be used as an exemplar for other communities across the UK.
And as if it works here, the rest of the country might copy it.
Yeah, we are already talking to other communities and other parts of the country, but they're watching and waiting. What we say about Corby, they actually do it, try and make it work and demonstrate it.
David Smith from ReZero Power. Marlec Engineering in Corby is no stranger to renewable energy. Marlec manufactures energy generation equipment like micro wind turbines. It's also planning to be one of the first Corby businesses to join the community energy scheme. Teresa Orcello from Marlec walked Martin Borley around their factory.
We manufacture small-scale wind turbines, and these are typically used on sailing boats or on the side of the road for charging batteries. We develop those turbines here, so we have a development team as well as a production team here.
And so you're very much a green company, aren't you? You're manufacturing gadgets to enable people to generate their own power.
Absolutely. We're into both wind and solar energy, and we use solar energy on our own building, actually, to help offset our electricity costs here.
Moving out of one building and into another. Manufacturing is, I would imagine, energy intensive.
Absolutely, and very sporadic as well during the day. So we have some fairly high power machinery here and some low level equipment. But we don't actually know what's happening with our electricity during the day. And with this scheme, we'd like to try and understand things a bit better.
Here's another factory. And in this particular building, what happens here?
Well, this is a fairly high-tech machine shop here where we do precision machining of steel and aluminium components, which feed our main production line for the wind turbines.
You use a lot of energy, but do you feel as if you need to know have more information about how that energy is actually used?
Well, I think if we all understand how our energy is used and when our energy is used and how much of energy is used across the day and night, that information can be fed back to the energy suppliers, and this will help them to balance the loads across the whole country, actually.
And is that why you're interested in this scheme that's being set up in Corby?
We generate some electricity here ourselves. We'd like to understand how much of that we are using, because that isn't measured at the moment. We use the electricity while we're here, but anything that's generated whilst we're not in the building simply goes back to the grid, and we sell that back to the grid, but at a very low rate.
And so how do you hope that will change in the future?
Well, there's an opportunity for us to sell that electricity back to the grid for other people in the region to use at a slightly better rate. And the scheme that we've been discussing with Electric Corby is that we could potentially have that electricity sold to households where electricity forms a large part of their income.
And that'll bring your costs down as well, wouldn't it? And you're helping the local community.
We're a manufacturing company, and you know, all businesses, you know, are under pressure and have some duty to control their costs. So, you know, we'd like to be able to do that with our electricity bills, as well as, you know, everything else that we deal with, materials, etc.
That's Teresa Orcello from Marlec Engineering in Corby talking to Martin Borley. Graham Ayling is the head of the Energy Saving Trust Foundation, which is an independent organisation carrying out research into community energy. Graham, should we be concerned about where our energy comes from in the future and the possibility of power cuts? Is that a real possibility?
Well, it depends on who you ask, obviously. I mean, certainly there is a... it's a risk. It's a risk that's very much managed by National Grid. But we do have this kind of problem at the minute that actually the price, the wholesale price for electricity is very low, so people are struggling to be able to afford to build a new power plant. And I think this concept of us actually generating more of our own energy, becoming, as kind of towns and counties, becoming more self-sufficient in energy is just a really good way for us to become kind of more resilient to those risks, and also to address climate change, because it's about being efficient in the way that we use energy and using more renewable energy and kind of having almost a kind of cycle of energy in our localities, really.
So this idea that they have in Corby, depending on new technology to monitor our energy usage, control when we turn the power on and off, that's the way to go, is it?
These types of approaches, I think, is the way to go, because actually we are already generating lots more energy kind of where we live and work. In the past, we've had this system of massive power stations kind of pumping energy out and sending it halfway across the country. But increasingly, we're generating the energy kind of everywhere, really, where we live. And actually, if we can start to use that locally, it reduces the kind of transmission losses. It makes the system more efficient. And it also means generating at that kind of scale, it means that it's more likely to have benefit to our economy rather than a kind of huge multinational.
One of the great things people have been trying to do down the ages almost is to find a way of storing electricity efficiently and effectively, and research into batteries that can do that and trying to reduce the size of batteries at the same time is ongoing at the moment. That seems to be, Samsung's exploding phones being the exception, that seems to be the way we should also be trying to deal with the situation, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think energy storage is a really, really important part of the picture, and it's a technology that has started booming, and not just driven by energy, but obviously driven by the batteries that we have in our phones and our laptops and our tablets. That has really brought that technology forward, and lots of investment happening across the world, and prices coming down and down. And once we have that storage there, you know, that then addresses the problem that the sun doesn't shine all the time and the wind doesn't blow all the time. So it means that we can store wind and solar energy. So if you've got solar panels on your roof, you generate electricity during the day when it's sunny, you store the energy that you don't use and you use that overnight. So it enables you, you know, as an individual to become more self-sufficient in energy. But also, as we have that storage around the network, it helps store renewable energy, but it also helps kind of balance the grid, which we have to do anyway, you know, to make sure that supply meets demand.
Indeed, Graham, thank you. Graham Mayling, head of the Energy Saving Trust Foundation, 17 minutes past seven. Tuesday, the 25th of October 2016, BBC Radio Northampton News from Tom Percival.
A community energy scheme is to be launched in Corby, which it's claimed will save residents and businesses 40% on their energy bills after 3 or 4 years. Corby Community Energy will use new technology to share data about energy usage and to provide cheaper tariffs. Our Corby reporter, Martin Borley, has more details.
People can already do a lot to get cheaper energy bills, such as switching providers, but only around 15% of households bother to switch. People can also make sure they turn appliances on and off at the right times to save energy, or install...
Actually, I might do record that separately.